Hey guys, Justin Shank here, host of the top-ranked podcast, The Growth Now Movement. I currently rank in the top 15% in the world, and I want to help you do that as well. So I've created an online course and a mastermind that you can join for free for 30 days. All you have to do is go to launchfixgrow.com and sign up today. I'll see you there.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. I want everybody to know today is number 200. 200 episodes of Life Transformation Radio has been broadcast, and I want to thank all of the listeners and the amazing guests that I've had on the show, and so pumped for you to meet the guest today. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be raw, real, and incredible. So episode 200, here we go. This show is currently heard in over 66 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, and all across Europe, Norway, New Zealand, Australia, China's listening. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we then use that to help transform others and elevate your lives as well. Now, you can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. And I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review this show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show. On my show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, and authors who are amazing at what they do and are creating an impact in the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday through Friday, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show my guest for episode 200, Monique Coven. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here, and congratulations.
Oh my gosh, like this is super, super amazing. I've been waiting. It seems like, you know, when, once you hit 100 episodes, you're like, oh, all right, cool. It's like you reach 200, you're like, oh boy, we're getting serious now. We might have a show here.
Awesome. I'm really happy to be here.
And you get to be my 200th guest. I'm absolutely pumped because I love your story. I love what you're doing. And as a master resilience implementer, resilience is my baby. So I am even more incredibly excited to have you here because you talk about resilience. And so I cannot wait to see where this conversation goes. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So the title of this episode is Freedom from CPTSD, which is Chronic Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder and Anxiety, with Monique Coven. Monique is a certified trauma recovery and resilience coach. She has worked over 25 years as a social worker. She was diagnosed with chronic PTSD and anxiety as a result of childhood trauma and abuse. She spent decades trying to find the right therapeutic modality to fix her. Today, she is 100% symptom-free and no longer believes that she was ever broken. She believes that everyone has an innate resilience, mental well-being, and a peace of mind. She also believes that you can move forward with your life because resilience is part of our design. She is the host of Freedom From CPTSD and Anxiety podcast, and it's right there in the show notes. You can find her show right there on Anchor. Go to all of the podcatchers. It's all up on there. And go to www.MoniqueCovenCoaching. Let me go ahead and fix the link right there. Make sure that everybody can click on that. So MoniqueCovenCoaching.com and then Facebook.com/ Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-E, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, and then Monique Coven Coaching. I can't even talk. I'm a professional speaker, and I literally can't talk today. I'm so excited. Monique Coven Coaching, /. There you go. It's in the show notes, ladies and gentlemen. Go check that out. So with that said, I want to know, what is your deep why for what you do?
Oh, my goodness. I suffered for decades trying to get out. I was living with chronic PTSD from a result of childhood trauma. And at the time, I was not diagnosed with chronic PTSD because at the time they didn't recognize that you could actually have the same kind of trauma that people experience from a war. You can experience the same kind of symptoms from growing up in a home that was very much like a war. And so I struggled with symptoms. I struggled with very distressing symptoms that interfered with my life, but I had no vocabulary, no name for them. And when I talk about symptoms, I'm talking about flashbacks and triggering that would leave me literally running out the door. Flashbacks, disassociation, all the very typical PTSD symptoms. And yet I had gone to so many professionals, therapists, doctors, and none of them ever mentioned PTSD. And so, you know, you start to conclude, what is wrong with me? Like, these are so bizarre. Like, what is happening? And I would ask other people, hey, does this happen to you? Do you get paralyzed? And they'd be looking at me like, no. So it was a very isolating experience. And so my with the way that I'm recovered now, my purpose and really passion is I don't want to see other people suffering as I did. And I want them to know that there is hope and there is freedom. And recovery is possible for complex trauma. And that's what my podcast is about. That's what I help people. I work with people who are, you know, suffering from PTSD, complex trauma, anxiety. And I really, first of all, really want to validate their experiences because it's a very, as I said, isolating experience. And then I want them to know that there is hope, that they have this innate resilience within them. Every single person has it. We're born with it. And so I share that, and I just walk along and support them in their journey of recovery.
Yep, absolutely. And I want to talk about that resilience. Mm-hmm. You're born with resilience. So, yes, you are. But I also believe that resilience is a learned behavior, and it's triggered when you have these traumas. Right. So you either fight or flight. And there's another one. People have a freeze. So it's always been the fight or flight response. Do I fly away? Do I run away? Like you're saying, like I ran away. I had to get away. And I would, have these triggers and, you know, or people, they hit it head on. Right. Like I'm going to overcome this and I'm going to be resilient. And I'm right. But then a new behavior that they're noticing now is a hesitation, like a freeze. So they're starting to say that, maybe there's not just fight or flight. Maybe it's a fight, flight, or freeze response, because some people just freeze, they don't do anything. Mm-hmm. They just freeze in the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah,
and,
I had both.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a real paralysis where you can't, you feel like you just, you can't move. It's very common. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And one thing that I have done in all the research and, you know, all of the trainings that I've delivered on the topic of resilience is just like anything, you need to work the muscle. Just because it's in us doesn't make us automatically resilient. We can withstand anything. It doesn't work that way. You still have to implement. You still have to work the muscle, just like you would your biceps, triceps, your chest, everything, right? Do some squats, do some push-ups. You're still working the muscle. That is how resilience comes, is you have to practice it. But you also have to know what resilience is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might have a little bit of a different take on resilience in that I see it as something that comes with the packaging. It comes from the factory. And yeah, it's true. I mean, if you don't know you have it, then you're not kind of using it. But that's what really, understanding that we were born with it, and that, I mean, like I think I shared with you before, I've worked with Holocaust survivors who had gone through atrocities, and they were resilient. They were able to, create new lives, new families, a future for themselves. Where did that come from? They were born with it. They had innate resilience. That's what I'm talking about. I personally believe
yep.
it comes in the factory settings.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
studies have shown that you know, people are born with resilience. Like, you're not born resilient. You're born with resilience. It's like you said, it's in the factory settings. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to unlock it. Right? You just have to unlock it. So you're not born resilient, and I can withstand anything that comes my way. It's more like, okay, you have this resilience. It's time to activate it. It's time to press a button. It's time to do whatever you got to do, right? Now, you know, as you practice it more and that is engaged, then, you know, like I said, it becomes activated.
Mm-hmm. I think with me, it was just recognizing that it was there. I was like, it's like 100%. Someone who, yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah,
I missed that. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you. I was like, yeah, 100%. Like self-awareness.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You have to self-aware
yeah.
that's even there. That's the thing. Some
yes.
people just don't. They're just not aware.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And a lot of it, like you said, is according to your beliefs. I mean, if you believe that you are not
yeah.
capable and that you're, you know, and right. Exactly.
Absolutely. So give us that transformational moment. Give us the moment, the story, the backstory. How did you become resilient? What was a transformational moment that put you on the path to what you're doing today?
Well, I was very, very fortunate to come across an understanding called the Three Principles. And I'm not going to go into all of that, but it basically, it was really one piece of it that really, like, completely turned me upside down. And that was what I'm going to say now, and that is that human beings are always living in the feeling of their thinking, moment to moment. And so when I would be experiencing things like anxiety or flashbacks or, disassociation or whatever it was, underneath that, whether it's subconsciously or just under there, there was always a little thought. And that thought was a memory. And in the memory or the thought, it could be like, I'm frozen. I got to get out of here. I'm in danger. And so because I understood that I was always living in the feeling of my thinking, what that meant was that I'm going to be experiencing on a physiological level, full body experience of that memory, of that thought. I'm going to feel it. And as I understood that that was just a natural thing, our bodies are always responding to our thinking. And therefore, if I have a really fearful memory or really fearfully, I'm going to feel the physical sensations in my body. And so that used to freak me out. I used to think it was coming out of the air or coming out of nowhere. But as I started to understand that we're designed brilliantly and perfectly, and there's nothing wrong, but that I'm just experiencing a memory, I just started to feel a lot safer. And that insight got deeper, and it just started to penetrate, you know, different areas of my life, and the flashbacks just started like literally disappearing to the point where they just stopped coming. And the same thing with my anxiety. Yeah, the same thing with anxiety, you know? Yep.
Wow. One thing that I teach is acceptance. And it sounds like, sounds like that's kind of where, like, that's what you're talking about. Is like, oh, wow, I'm having these feelings. I'm having these thoughts. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on. Right? So one of the things that I'm big on is, you know, self-awareness, but the acceptance aspect of resilience.
What I started also doing is, you can say acceptance, but also I started realizing that a lot of my thinking was not actually facts and not actually necessarily real, even though, because we're always feeling our thinking, it really feels real. So I started kind of like not taking my thinking as seriously, and that really helped me as well. Because
not,
you know,
taking your thinking seriously.
Yeah. For example, those with chronic anxiety, they're feeling the sensations of their thinking, right? And they're getting scared by their own thoughts. And then they add more thoughts to it. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, what's going on? I need to do something about it. Oh, my goodness. And they're just adding thought upon thought, which is creating more sensations and more sensations. And so you would say, well, that's just, you know, accept what's going on. And I'm sort of like, you know, I get the process. I'm seeing it from a different place, and I'm just like saying, I don't care. Like, I just, like, I really let thoughts come and go, and I don't hang on to them, because I know naturally they're going to pass. That's just what thoughts do.
I like that.
A lot of freedom in that.
So this comes from, there's a research study called the White Bear Phenomena. And the White Bear Phenomena simply states that energy that you put towards getting rid of thoughts actually, in turn, makes you think about that a lot more. So they tried it with cars and trees, and they tried it with dogs and cats and like all this other stuff. But for some reason, I have no idea, out of the hundreds of items, the white polar bear just seemed to work. So the research study is called the White Bear Phenomenon. The White Bear Phenomenon says that if you think about the white polar bear, if you look at a picture of a white polar bear for 1 minute, and then somebody tells you over and over again, don't think about the polar bear, don't think about the polar bear, don't, and you tell yourself, don't think about the white polar bear, don't think about the white polar bear, and it did this, don't think about the dog, and you really didn't think about the dog, you didn't think about this, but something about the white polar bear triggered people to the point where they spent so much energy trying to not think about the white polar bear that they actually only thought about the white polar bear. And so what they concluded was that your thoughts, as many times you're like, I'm not going to think about it, I'm not going to think about it, I'm not going to think about it, you're putting energy towards not thinking about that thought. Therefore, you are thinking about that thought. So it's safe to say that where focus goes, energy flows.
100%.
So you just need to redirect
the energy. That is so true. Yeah.
So what do you
think? That's exactly it. And that's – sorry, I missed that. What? Sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, what do you tell people? What do you tell people that are focusing on those things? Like you said, like, oh, my God, there's another thought and another thought and another thought. Like, what do we tell them?
Right. Well, I actually explained that, you know, it's that thing about creating suffering. Like, let's say you already have a thought that's like, okay, I'm going to say something like, I hate myself. Then you're going to have another thought, ugh, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm so awful, I'm so horrible. And then you're going to add another thought to that. Oh, I better do something about it. I better go on a diet, or I better go do this or that. You're adding more and more and more suffering. First, you had just the original thought, I hate myself, and now you're adding more and more and more. So it's the same thing. It's just that when you're adding more, you're adding more to it, you're going to feel it more. You're going to keep it in place. And I kind of just explained that thoughts are made to flow. And when we get in there, we think we got to get in that thought and fix it and process it and change it and put in a positive spin to it. When really, if we just kind of like let it go, it'll loosen up, you know, and it'll pass. It'll pass through. We have so many thoughts all day long that are passing through that we don't even notice. But when it comes to those ones, exactly. But when it comes to those anxious ones, we're on it. We're on it, and we stop it.
I know, right?
Yeah. So I do. I talk about that a lot because it's truth and it works.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. One of the tactics that I use in resilience is like the first skill that I ever teach is gratitude. And the research studies have said that gratitude is linked, scientifically linked, to lowering the side effects of anxiety, stress, and depression. And how you do this is count 3 blessings a day. And so gratitude is like the foundation. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get into that. You ever got into that when you were going through everything, did you ever feel like the world was out to get you, or the world is like, it's so heavy, it's weighing on my shoulders. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to find a way out. But how do I find a way out? And scientists have said gratitude. What do you think?
I love it. I think that is so true, because there's always something to be grateful for. Even if it's just a little bird that's flying by, you know, your window, or if it's your first cup of coffee in the morning, there's always something. And I love that.
Yeah. And I tell them 3 blessings a day. You can even try to trade it, you know, set it up to where it's 2 blessings a day, and then you become the third blessing. So buy somebody's coffee, open a door, tell them how amazing it. Tell a perfect stranger, like, you look really good today. Do you know how many people look at me weird and go, get away from me when I compliment them? I compliment somebody every single day. Every single day.
Maybe they
I compliment
think you're
at least
on
one
them,
person.
Eh?
Yeah.
In the South,
older ladies call me Shug, and I thought they were just being
Shug?
Nice and they were hitting on me. Yeah, they're like, oh,
yeah.
Shug, right? So I'm like, hey, you look amazing today. It's, oh, Shug. And I was like, Shug, like sugar? Like, what's happening? Like, I thought I was getting hit on, you know, but that's just the way they are. So that's what I started doing. I started complimenting somebody, or if I'm at a restaurant, I ask the waiter, what are you grateful for? I was traveling to Las Vegas last year, going to a speaking engagement. I'm in the airport of Las Vegas. I'm like, I'll get some food. I'm already landed. I'm like a couple hours early. Let me get some food. In the airport, I decide, let's go to Chili's. So I stop there, and this guy is running around crazy, like running around crazy. I'll be right with you. Walks by me again. I'll be right with you. Walks back. I'm like, oh, my God. I think this guy's going insane. He comes to me. He's like, okay, we're going to get you. I'm like, okay, what I need you to do is calm down. I need you to tell me one thing you're grateful for today, because I don't have time for this. No. What is one thing that you are grateful for today? And he looked at me all mad. And then all of a sudden, he started welling up. His eyes started welling up. He's like, I'm just thankful to have a job, no matter how stressful it is.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually really grateful that I'm alive today. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, man. And then he's like, so what can I get you? And he's calm. He is calm. He's like, so what can I get you? I'm like, yeah, let me get a sweet tea with lemon. He's like, okay, I should make it a raspberry iced tea. He's like, sure. He comes in, brings it to me. He's like, I feel so much better. Can I give you a hug?
Wow.
Like, yeah. And all I did was ask him what he was grateful for, and it made him stop and think.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's like you almost like centered him. He was like spinning, like you said, out of control. And then you just stopped him and said, what are you grateful for? That's a really nice story.
So I tell everybody, I'm like, just every day, everybody you come in contact with, like, ask them what they're grateful for. So, Monique, tell everybody, what are you grateful for today?
Oh, okay. Well, I am going to say that I'm so grateful for my recovery, because it was like I lived a certain way, which was horrible, horrible. And I thought there was going to be no ending. And now I'm living in freedom, and I am so, so, so grateful. And I'm also grateful to all of my friends, my family, you know, everyone who has been supportive. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to talk to you. I'm grateful.
Amazing. I love that. I'm curious, if somebody wanted to work with you, what does that look like? How does it happen? Do you have an onboarding process? Is one trauma different than another trauma? What does that look like?
What does it look like? Well, really, it's coaching. I'm not a therapist. So coaching is really walking alongside with somebody who is experiencing complex trauma or PTSD. And so I'm just, what's coming off the top of my head, I had a fellow contact me the other day, and he has been experiencing symptoms like emotional flashbacks, and he found my podcast, and he was listening with his wife, and his wife says, I think that you may have this. And so he contacted me, and essentially it's basically going to be going over just to support him in what he's going through now, give him some language for him, offer some tools in terms of like helpful books, and really just validate, you know, what he's going through, and offering him hope that, you know, that things can change for him. And I also congratulated him because he's a really young man, and he has his whole life ahead of him, and hoping that he doesn't have to, you know, suffer decades like many people have to do when they are not working with someone who's trauma informed.
You said trauma what?
Trauma informed. So basically, you know, when I mentioned to you that I tried 15 different therapeutic models, and not one of them was able to help me, and not one of the therapists that I'd seen said I had complex trauma. And yet, when I got evaluated later on, I requested that I be assessed. It came back with chronic PTSD on the severe side. Why did all of these therapists miss it? Why did they never have the language to tell me? Because they weren't trauma-informed. They weren't educated in how trauma, right, in childhood trauma, how it affects the brain, which would have really helped me feel a little bit normal, because then I would have understood why these things were happening, what was happening, you know? And so this is what I really want to help people with, so they understand that no, they're not nothing. They're not going crazy. Nothing is wrong. They're just responding to really an abnormal experience. They're just responding. It's not them that's abnormal. Their environment was abnormal.
God, wow. Okay, I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I hear this from a lot of my clients. They've worked with therapists that, you know, when you're not trauma-informed, then, you know, if you're, let's say, for example, you're having an issue with your spouse, you're going to turn around and say, okay, so, like, let's work on your issues with your marriage, and let's communicate better. And nothing is touched about what has happened in his childhood that has, you know, the why he has these emotional states, and you know, none of that is even touched on. And so it's like you're just dealing with surface things. Nothing is going to change, and you're left feeling like you're, I hate using the word, but like maybe something's wrong with you, like maybe you're broken, because even the therapist isn't finding the thing.
My mom, my older sister, and I were all abused when I was a kid. My ex-stepdad used to beat us. So he started on my mom, and then my older sister would try to jump in and would be on her. And then when he get done, of course, I was the boy. So, you know, he would do that. So from the time that I was in second grade to the time that I was in seventh grade, that's what I dealt with. By the time I was 18, I lived in 11 different houses and attended 8 different schools. So a little bit of drinking, not feeling valued. So I've got the childhood trauma as well. And I swore that I would never be that way. With my kids, mm-hmm. I got 4 kids. I would never mm-hmm. be that way. But my first two saw that side because I didn't know how to parent. I'm a new parent. I'm drinking. Yeah, I'm just like my stepfather. Like, I'm going to be just like mm-hmm. him, which then led me to suicide. And it was ugly.
Wow.
But the one thing I learned is that you have a choice. You don't have mm-hmm. to be that way. You just, and now that you're saying trauma informed, I'm like, if somebody would have told me that the effects of what I endured as a child would affect me in the way that they affected me in my adulthood, probably would have saved me a lot of pain, energy, tears, money, all that. But then it's kind of mm-hmm. hard to say, well, you know, I wouldn't have had to go through that. You know, I mean, if you wouldn't have gone through what you've gone through and the pain and all that, then we wouldn't have a story. And, you know, you wouldn't be who you are. Right? So it's kind of hard for me to say, well, the pain sucked and I hated it. I wish I wouldn't have done that, because it kind of made me who I was or who I am.
Yeah, I think it's what you're doing, what I'm doing. We're taking all that pain, and now we're using it to, I think my friend said this, she used a biblical example. She said, now we're going to use it to feed, we're going to feed the fishes. Well, what did she say again? Anyways, it was really a way of helping people who are suffering now from your pain. And that's what I find is the most gratifying, is to be able to, you know, share with people that there is hope, that things can be different, that they're not stuck. Those are the kinds of things I would have loved to hear, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what I believe is that God never wastes pain, you know?
Amen.
That's just because I'm a believer, and like, he just mm-hmm. doesn't waste pain. So out of all the trauma that you experienced in your whole entire life and all the pain and the misdiagnoses and, you know, all that, we're sitting here mm-hmm. today having a conversation about how to stop the chronic PTSD and anxiety, because now you're on the other side of it. You came mm-hmm. through it with resilience. So had
I'm
you
so
not
grateful.
Gone through that, right? So because
right.
you would have not gone through that, then you wouldn't be able to help the people that you're helping today. So tell us, if someone listening right now is on the edge, they're at the end of their rope, they have no place to go in their mind or in the physical life, they have no place to go, what is your message for those listening dealing with chronic PTSD and anxiety?
Well, I would say that there is healing available, that it, you know, we are created to be resilient human beings. This is just, we're like nature. You look at nature and nature's resilient. You know, leaves fall off in the winter and then they're back on come the next mm-hmm. season. We are resilient, and you may not be aware and think that you're not, but you have the ability to heal. You're not stuck, and there is hope for you.
I love that. So for those listening that may not know what resilience, always hear bounce back or bounce forward or whatever, tell everybody what resilience is.
You want me to tell people what I think resilience is?
Yeah. Tell people what resilience is.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say bounce back because for me there was no before. So it's not bouncing back from it. It's just that there is a resilience within that maybe you tap into. Maybe that's another way for me to look at it. And I see that we always, you know, underneath all of our thoughts and all of our beliefs and all of that stuff is what keeps us stuck. But underneath that, there is this like clean slate. That's how I like to see it, clean slate. And that's resilience. And it's always there. It's there, you know, with us until the moment we die. It's life.
So I define resilience as one's ability to withstand, recover, and grow. Because I believe that you have to grow, right? You have to grow through those experiences, not just go through something, right? But to grow from it. And that's exactly what you've done. You've taken that dark night of the soul that we often talk about, and you've grown from those experiences. And then turned around, extended your arm, and said, "You're not alone. I'm here." Mm. And now you're helping everybody else. Absolutely love.
Oh, I can get so emotional. You know, I can't tell you how many times I could get so emotional. Comes from a place of gratitude, and you know. But thank you. And same with you. I did not know your full story, and I think that's just amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So what I'll do right now is I want to do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, programs, products, services, whatever it is that you want the listeners to know about you and what you want them to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I have a Facebook page. You can come and say hello and have a look. It's Facebook, MoniqueCovanCoaching.com. I have a podcast where I share a little bit. It's called Freedom from CPTSD and Anxiety. And I also have a website, www.MoniqueCovanCoaching.com. So you can reach me those ways. If you're interested in one-on-one coaching, feel free to contact me and we can talk about it.
Perfect. I love it. And again, if someone wants to work with you, do you direct them to the website, Facebook? Do you have a strategy session, onboarding call? How does all that work?
Yes. First of all, they could reach me either way, Facebook, or they could reach me through my website. And yes, I always like to meet before for a chat and see if coaching would be right for them.
I love it. Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for being an amazing guest. I love the resilience talk. I love talking transformation and how resilience plays a huge, huge part in that. Before we go, please tell the listeners one thing, one takeaway, one, like, moving forward, what is give us a nugget of knowledge that will transform their life.
I'm going to say what I said before, because this piece, if you really think about it, is life-changing. And that is, you are always living in the feeling of your thinking moment to moment. Write that down and think about it, because it's real.
So what does that mean? You're living in the
Okay, so we are experiencing our life from the inside out. And so if you're seeing life and you think you're experiencing life, but what you're really experiencing every moment is your own thinking about life. Not necessarily, you never experience the situation directly. You're always experiencing it through your thinking. There's a huge difference there that has the power to change so much in your life.
Interesting. Like, I love it because it makes you think. It really does. You're like, Yeah. I love the interesting perspective that you have.
Thank you.
Absolutely fascinated, because I don't think that everybody has everything all figured out, because I'm living proof that I just got my mind blown. by somebody else's perspective and way of thinking, and because I have a growth mindset and an open mindset, I can see it. Like, I can, like, all right, I get it. Wow.
And
I have some work to do. Every time I do this show, I have some work to do.
Well, yeah, and the fact that I went from experiencing for decades CPTSD symptoms, that they're gone, I do not experience them anymore, shows us that we have the capacity to change. We're not ever stuck in a situation.
So they don't come back? Like, you don't experience it? Like, they just don't come back? Like, is it a daily workout that you have to do? Or they're just going permanently and I don't even think about it?
No tools. No tools. They just don't come. I'm actually
pills.
Able to be present. Sorry?
No pills, no medication.
No. They just, because I understood what was behind it. Yeah, it's amazing because I lived that way for decades. That's just what's so, to me, I mean, I'm in awe that I can say I have been, I'm recovered. And
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing. Because sometimes it's like work that needs to be done, right? Like, you've got to keep counting blessings, or you got to keep working on resilience, or you got to go to the gym, you got to keep working on your arms or your chest or your legs, or like, you have to keep exercising. But you're saying with the way that I coach, the way that I do it, it's gone. It's done. Heaven is life.
It's because this was not through any behavioral change. It was basically just through insight. That's all it was. And as I understood how we work as human beings, that's how change happens.
I love that. Again, thank you so much for being on the show. I love the fact that we got to talk about this on episode 200 of Life Transformation Radio. Super pumped for resilience. Super excited about what you have going on in your life and how you overcame it and are now going back to help those that are suffering. So I want to thank you so much for your vulnerability, your authenticity, and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing, amazing person impacting the world around her. If anything resonated with you today, please, please go to www.MoniqueKoven with a K, KOVEN.com. MoniqueKovenCoaching.com. Go to Facebook.com/MoniqueKovenCoaching. It's right there in the show notes. And check out her podcast, Freedom from CPTSD, Chronic Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Anxiety podcast, available right there on Anchor. It's on all the podcatchers. Subscribe to her show. Share it with those who are suffering from anxiety and PTSD. And with that, I want to thank the listeners, because without you, I would just be talking to dead air, me and the guest. So I want to thank the listeners. You've been absolutely amazing. Subscribe to Life Transformation Radio and never miss an episode. As I close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. And so until next episode, live a great life.